What's up, sunshine? Hope you're having a great day so far. Smell the flowers and cool the soup. We've got a great show for you today, so grab your lunch pail, put your hard hats on. It's time to get to work. The best 10 minutes of news starts now. We begin with an update from NASA about an asteroid that was once thought to be on a collision course with Earth. The space rock known as 2024 YR4 is about the size of a building. When it was discovered in late 2024, scientists estimated it could hit our planet in December of 2032. While the odds were low, a 3.1% chance, it was still the riskiest asteroid scientists had ever observed. But now, some good news, at least for us Earthlings. After some serious space detective work with telescopes like the James Webb, scientists believe YR4 might take a detour and instead collide with another target, the moon. So, will we feel it? Will we see it? And when this asteroid possibly touches down, will it affect the Earth's orbit? Our Ashley Strickland explains.
The moon could soon have another iconic crater.
It will be the largest asteroid hit the moon within, we think, about 5,000 years. It will carve out a crater about a mile across.
A recently discovered asteroid, dubbed 2024 YR4, was originally thought to be a threat to Earth 7 years from now. New data suggests our planet is safe, but the moon isn't out of danger.
So there's about a 4% chance that it could hit the moon. And that uncertainty will be removed the next time we can see it, which will probably not be until 2028. Essentially, the sun is preventing us from seeing it right now.
2024 YR4 is almost 200 feet across and could leave an impression on the moon similar in size to the meteor crater in Arizona.
So if YR4 strikes the moon on the near side so that we can see it, there should be a bright flash, and then those small moon rocks essentially will fall into the Earth's atmosphere, where they will produce a brilliant meteor shower.
There is no real danger to Earth, but it could impact our satellites and would put any astronauts exploring the moon under NASA's Artemis program at risk.
NASA's Artemis program, you may remember, is the years-long effort to return humans to the moon for the first time in 55 years. In mid-2027, the third phase of the program intends to send the first humans ever to explore the moon's south pole. And then, at a date to be determined, Artemis 4 will debut the very first lunar space station, where astronauts will be able to live and work from the moon, with the end goal of preparing a human mission to Mars. Back here on Earth, an incredible discovery from an ancient civilization in Hawaii that experts believe goes back more than 1,000 years. Petroglyphs, or lava rock engravings, have recently resurfaced in the basalt rock beds along the Honolulu shoreline. We're talking something like it was straight out of Moana. Experts believe the images likely depict records of births and other significant life events of the native tribes who lived there.
They tend to tell the mo'olelo, or a story of the place. We're just guessing that this one was more than likely for agriculture.
An Army report cataloged 26 of these ancient etchings, spanning about 131 feet of the beach. The largest petroglyph discovered on this beach is more than 3 feet tall. One resembles a parent and child.
They're still here. You know, that's the first thing that I can think of, is Arkopuna is definitely still here.
Pop quiz, hot shot. What's the number one product manufactured in China? Plastic toys, electronics, pork, or shoes? If you said electronics, do the electric boogaloo. The main gadgets produced in China are cell phones, with a whopping 70.6% of the entire world's cell phones. In business news, big cities like New York and LA are seeing an increase in foreign businesses setting up shop, despite those back and forth trade taxes or tariffs that have been recently enforced. U.S. consumers seem particularly interested in companies from China. CNN's Vanessa Yurkevich and Mark Stewart report from two different continents on why the companies are courting American customers.
America's latest coffee chain isn't from America.
It's from where I live. Luckin Coffee is from China.
Luckin just opened its first two locations right here in New York City. They are huge in China.
Here in China, Luckin overtook Starbucks back in 2019. Right now, it has about 22,000 stores across the country. You can understand why it has its eye on the U.S.
How'd you hear about Luckin?
I actually heard about it from TikTok. Apparently, it's China's number one coffee chain, so we really wanted to try it. It's actually really good.
Yeah.
Here in China, Luckin is known for its cheap prices. This is a specialty latte with oat milk. It only costs about $1.25 US dollars.
Do you think they'll be successful in the United States?
If they are cheaper as they are in China now, I think they will. Coffee.
All right, we got some cold brews here. Ice drinks started about $4.50 and go up from there. Luckin isn't the only Chinese beverage company to come to the U.S. Heiti, a really popular tea brand in China, has been here in the United States since 2023.
Heiti is very popular among young people here in China. It's very sweet, but there's also a fresh taste to it.
The Chinese-owned company Pop Mart did $1.8 billion in sales last year, and about 23% of that came from outside of China, primarily because of these guys.
La Boo Boo unboxing.
Even before the La Boo Boo craze, Pop Mart was popular here in China. This is its theme park in Beijing. While there's a lot of hype about some of these Chinese brands coming to the U.S., here in China, American brands like McDonald's have been part of life here for years.
Chinese companies are moving to the United States at the same time that we're in a trade war with China, but U.S. consumers don't seem to care. They just want a good cup of coffee or their chance to get their hands on the ever elusive La Boo Boo.
All right, we are taking you on a field trip to the city that's taking the third spot on our list of America's best cities to visit in 2025, Asheville, North Carolina. An unbeatable food scene, a thriving community of artists, and classic architecture. That's just the beginning of what makes Asheville a must-see destination. I got a chance to spend some time there to take us through some of the highlights. Check it out. Welcome to Asheville, North Carolina. Months after Hurricane Helene's devastation, this mountain town is on the rebound. There's something for everyone.
And I feel the best way to explore it is on two wheels. Let's go.
The 8,000-acre Biltmore Estate is the largest privately owned home in the country. Founded by George Vanderbilt, it helped put Asheville on the map.
You're basically doing time travel. You're going back into a time in the 1890s with the Gilded Era. It has 75 fireplaces and 250 rooms.
You can tour the luxurious home and even stay overnight.
Wow.
Outside, you can bike, hike, and discover the ancient art of falconry.
What is falconry?
Falconry is actually hunting with birds of prey. We don't use a rifle or a shotgun or a bow. The bird does the killing. We're never this close to birds of prey. To have someone handle them, they look at these birds differently.
Heading into town, we took a scenic detour on the Blue Ridge Parkway. It's been gradually reopening after Hurricane Helene, but before that, it was the most visited national park unit in the nation.
It's 469 miles of uninterrupted motor road. This park was designed by landscape architects that thought, if I come around this corner, what would be a beautiful vista to see? And so there was a lot of thought that went into what that total experience would be like on the Blue Ridge Parkway.
After a day in Asheville, we barely scratched the surface. But if you ever find yourself here, your best bet is to just take the plunge. Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, a special therapeutic club gathering to handle all of their big feelings in a big way. That's one way to smell the flowers and cool the soup. Meet Scream Club Chicago, a group of people meeting up each week on a beach of Lake Michigan where people can let it all out without judgment.
We've had a lot of change in our life lately, and my daughter's been feeling a lot of feelings, and I feel like it's a really good thing for her to see grown-ups handling all their sad and hard feelings in a really healthy way.
First, participants take deep breaths. Then, into the water, they toss biodegradable pieces of paper where they've written down their frustrations. Then, they scream. Frustration, anger, anxiety, these are all valid human emotions that everyone experiences, right? So maybe give it a shot next time you're feeling overwhelmed. But if there's not a body of water nearby, You might want to warn your family or your neighbors, or grab a pillow and muzzle a little bit. All right, superstars, time for our favorite part of the show. We have two shout-outs today. First, Castle North Middle School. In Newburgh, Indiana, I think you just coined my new nickname. Check it out. I'm not taking this thing off. And Salem High School in Salem, Ohio. Thank you for this bobblehead. I'm going to be putting this and this on our permanent Wall of Fame collection. Tomorrow is hashtag Your Word Wednesday, so get those words ready to help us write tomorrow's show. Put your unique vocab word and definition in the comment section of a most recent post on the socials, and we'll choose a winner to work into tomorrow's show. Hope the rest of your day is a scream. We'll see you tomorrow, everyone. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.